All right, good evening, everyone. My topic, example of overcoming sin. For this example, I want to take three postures. I want to look at three postures that a Christian must strive to work on daily as we overcome sin. These three postures that we're going to work on tonight, we're going to deny yourself, you're going to ask for yourself and others, and you're going to humble yourself. So you're going to deny yourself, ask for yourself and others, and humble yourselves. These three postures, of course, will be found in the book of Luke. So if you have your Bible, if you will turn to Luke chapter 9. And from there, we're going to look at Luke, and we'll look at three different points or postures that kind of help us to overcome sin and the evil one. And then, of course, the lesson will be yours. Luke chapter 9, verse number 23. I know Brother Damien was in Luke. I said, great minds think alike. I'm going to be in Luke as well. Luke 9, verse number 23. Then he, this is Jesus, said to them all, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and is himself destroyed or lost? For whoever is ashamed of me and my words, of him the Son of Man will be ashamed when he comes in his own glory and in his father's and of the holy angels. But I tell you truly, there are some standing here who shall not taste death till they see the kingdom of God. Overcoming sin, this posture here, it's going to require taking up your cross daily and making a commitment to Jesus. This could lead to rejection by your family members or friends who do not share your religious convictions, or even when it comes to participating in sinful activities with them. When it comes to denying yourself, it all basically comes down to following Jesus. When we do this, we deny the sin that our carnal mind and our carnal flesh desires wants to get us and draw us away the outside of the righteousness of God. So when Jesus says, deny yourself and follow him, that's the first step and the right step, the right direction of overcoming sin in your life. Next, ask for yourself and others. Okay, Brother Johnny, what are you talking about? Ask for yourself and others. Glad you asked again. Luke chapter 11. Luke chapter 11, and we'll begin at verse number 1. Now it came to pass, as he, Jesus, was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, that one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. So he said to them, when you pray, say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us day by day our daily bread. And forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who is indebted to us. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. As Jesus taught his disciples here in this text to pray in a manner to, of course, reverence God, respect God and his name, ask for God's kingdom to come and his will be done here on earth, and to pray for the physical needs of day-to-day life. But it's in verse 4 is where we find our second posture. And here it is. Here's what we're asking for. We're asking for forgiveness of our sins and also in the process, forgiving the sins of others against us as well. We sin both knowingly and unknowingly to God every day. That's why, we need the blood of Jesus Christ. And if we need God's favor every day and forgiveness daily, then being spiritually mature enough to forgive others, we should strive to be in our lives as well. Well, Brother Johnny, you don't know what Brother Victor did to me in 1972. Well, you're right, because I was born in 1978. And guess what? Brother Victor probably don't remember either. But guess what? You still have to forgive. That's what Jesus commanded, that you forgive. Also in this same verse, he gave us another little nugget here about overcoming sin. Verse 4, that second time says, and do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. So lead us away from temptation. Deliver us from the evil one, which we know temptation, of course, can lead to sin. And that's what the devil wants to do. He wants to get us wrapped up, tied up in the muck and mire of sin to keep us away from God, because he knows what he wants us to do. He knows if I get them, keep them away from God, I got them. But we need to make sure that we're led by God, led by the Holy Spirit, to make sure that we're doing everything in our possible power to lead them, stay away from those temptations, because we know they come in all shapes, sizes, and forms and fashions. But we got to make sure we make it up in our heart and mind to stay away from that evil one so we won't get wrapped up in the temptation of sin. And our last posture here of overcoming sin is to simply humble yourself. Luke 18. And meet me in verse number 9. Also he, Jesus again, spoke this parable to some who trusted in themselves, that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank you that I'm not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the tax collector, standing afar off, will not so much as raise his eyes to heaven, but beat on his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Verse 14, I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. You see in this parable two contrasting postures here of two men. We have the Pharisee, the religious leader of the time. You know he should have known better. Here he is, all self-righteous, no humility, no need for God, bragging about what he has done. Like, God, look at me. Look at what I did for you, God. In his mind, I can just hear him saying, you're welcome, God. Horrible, right? But the tax collector, you see his posture. Remember, tax collectors in that time were considered worse than sinners. Just to think about that. Yeah, I'm unjust, but this tax collector, he's got it all worse off than I do. That's how those folks looked at tax collectors. He stood afar off, wouldn't even lift his eyes towards heaven, and beat on his chest, sign of contrition and sorrow in those days. He recognized and he admitted his condition as a sinner and begged for God's mercy. That's the posture that we need. He humbled himself. Jesus pronounced this man justified, and I love that word justified. Anytime I hear it in scripture, I love that word justified, because in my mind, it helps me to remember I'm justified. God sees me as just as I've never sinned in his sight. This man was justified in the Lord's sight because of his confession, of course. He understood what kind of man he was in his spirit and the sin he was in and his humility. Now, we're never going to be sinless in this life. Of course, we know we're human. We're going to mess up. We're going to stumble and fall. But the goal in life daily for believers is to sin less. I'll say that again. We're never going to be sinless. But as we go through this life, we want to make sure that we sin less. And how do we do that? Jesus taught us here in these short passages here in Luke. Jesus taught us to deny ourselves and follow him in his teachings. You do that, you'll be fine. You'll be good. You're on that right direction, of course, in overcoming sin in your life. He taught us to continue to ask God for forgiveness of sins. Of course, we know we got to go through God, through Jesus Christ daily, forgive us of our sins, and also forgive others as well. And number three, Jesus taught us to humble ourselves like that tax collector did in the sight of God. We need to recognize the need for God. Recognize his mercy that he has for us, that we need from him. Those things in our daily life, daily walk with Jesus, are going to help us to overcome sin. Deny yourself, continue to ask God for forgiveness and the forgiveness of others who sin against you, and simply humble yourself. Amen. Amen.